It's 8464C8. Well, too much talk the last couple of days about cancellations. We got notice just yesterday afternoon, actually, that the Billy Joel tribute show, due to be occurring this weekend at the Reef Hotel Casino, it's been cancelled or at least postponed. We had Missy Higgins due to be playing at Munro Martin Parklands this Sunday evening. Sadly, it's been cancelled as well. It's all part of Festival Cairns, so there's still lots of things happening, but sadly, no Missy Higgins. She joins me this morning. Missy Higgins, how are you?
Hi, Murray. I'm very good, thanks. The sun is shining. We're still in lockdown, but that's okay.
Well, I do love your positivity, but we are very, very sad that you're not coming to do the show this Sunday. And I know Roz from Cairns Regional Council said, I'm going to go down there, I'm going to get her, I'm going to drag her up, make sure that she's here.
I know. I mean, yeah, we're all crossing our fingers. It's such an unknown kind of time right now for all these kind of things. But, yeah, I'm dying to get out of the city with my family and go for a holiday. We're planning on going to Broome for a couple of weeks in September, so going to try and make that happen.
Some of the warmer climes, and you got to get out here with the Reef. The kids, I'm sure they will just love it. Can we talk? Can we go back? I guess, you know, I'm keen to kind of maybe go backwards in your history to a degree. The specialty, you write the words, when you're young, you have this image of your life that you'll be scrupulous and one day even make a wife. You know, from being an angsty teenager through depression and, you know, I believe you're a bit of a self-described introvert, the highs of your success as well. How do the words in the special two sit with you now? Are you happy? Are you in a good place?
Yeah, I think as happy as, you know, one can be. It's pretty much, you know, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been, which doesn't mean that I am every day, because I think that's probably an impossible thing to achieve. But
sure.
I don't know. I guess more than that, I think I've got a general sense of I'm on the right path and I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm really happy being a mum, and I'm really happy with where my career's come to after all these years, having quite a few albums out and, you know, having a really great fan base that have been so loyal with me over the years, even when I've taken a few years off here and there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm content, you know, and then some days I'm happy, some days I struggle. You know, things aren't easy, especially when you're trying to navigate parenting and all the kind of worries that come with that.
But it has been an incredible journey for you, you know, from such a young girl when you had the opportunities to do what you've managed to achieve. You know, it has been an incredible, incredible journey in so many ways. Can you just qualify something for me? Is it true that you were getting your hair cut just as Scar was starting to hit the charts? You're at a hairdresser who you didn't know, and she was humming Scar, and you kind of said to her, what's that song that you're humming? And she had no idea that it was you.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. She was. I think maybe, I thought at the time, I think she must have subconsciously thought, oh, this girl looks like Missy Higgins, and then, you know, maybe Scar come into it. But she had no idea, and then when I told her, she was just so mortified. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I was doing that.
She better have done a pretty good version, because she had the toughest judge in the world for that particular hummy.
Yeah.
Did she do a good haircut as well?
I think at that point I'd cut my hair really short.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, pretty hard to do a bad haircut.
Hey, look, can I talk from a personal perspective? My partner and I, you know, we do love listening to your music. Don't ever, you got the line, the butcher Mr. Timms will give us discounts when he can. That's just such a sweet line, and I don't know why, but, you know, we both just love that line of that song. I mean, it's an amazing thing, I guess, the honesty that you have, connecting with people, you know, and often bearing your soul, maybe not through the line about Mr. Timms the butcher, but I mean, was that confronting for you? Because, you know, I understand a lot of stuff that you've written and you've released, you've done it, you know, I guess in a difficult, maybe depressing moment. So to have it bared out there in the world, was that really confronting for you as a youngster?
I think that was part of the catharsis of the whole thing, you know, like I would write these almost like diary entries, you know, these songs were so personal, and then release them into the world. And it was really quite an amazing rush that I would get from that, because I felt like, okay, now it's not just mine anymore. You know, this difficult thing that I've been going through, now it's everybody's.
Yeah.
You know, and when you share it with the world, those kind of, the heaviness of it, I guess, dissipates, and you feel like you're not so alone in this journey, and that other people are sharing it with you.
Because, I mean, there was some real honesty out there, but I guess that's the connection. And we know about the connection that your songs and your words have with people. And I said, I can't explain why the Butcher and Mr. Timms will give us discounts when he can. Just resonates with both of us, but for no reason. I just can't understand why, but it's just a great line. Can we talk just a little bit further about, you know, that time when you were doing, I believe, a school musical, the lights were on you. You knew that this was your time. You were really excited, and you know, you sang under the spotlight. That was just such an important moment in your life that you decided, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, that was really pivotal, because I'd never sung on a stage before in a spotlight with a microphone in front of an audience.
Yeah.
You know, I'd done little performances for my mum and dad at home with the little karaoke box we had, but I just got such a rush from it, and I think I really surprised myself how comfortable I felt performing and how amazing it felt to, I don't know, maybe I was just a little show-off or something, so I just loved everyone looking at me. But, yeah, I just had this real feeling of like, oh, wow, this is what I'm meant to do. This is how I feel the most comfortable, and this is what gives me joy like nothing else I've ever experienced before. So I was like, this is what I'm going to pursue. I want to do this when I grow up.
And especially as, you know, as I said before, a self-described introvert, that's amazing. Sometimes that other side of things. Now look, we're about to wrap up, but I just want to quickly say to you, I'm nearly 53. You've just had a birthday. I'm about to have a birthday. So what, you're a Leo, I'm a Virgo. So we're pretty close like that. But I've got to admit, getting to my age, sitting down on the toilet in the middle of the night is just something you got to do. You don't stand there when you're a bloke. But when you were a young tomboy, you used to pee standing up. What on earth is that all about?
I was wondering
where
you were going with that. Oh, I wanted to be a boy. I was like, this is a strange way to wrap up an interview. I wanted to be a boy when I was young, and so I wanted to stand up and pee like a boy, and I just did it.
Is that right?
I just trained myself to do it, and I was like, no. I cut off all my hair, and I used to play, you know, army dress ups with my little boy friends, and yeah, that was just, and I think I really worshipped my older brother, so yeah, that was just,
well, especially from my perspective as getting older, I just can't imagine anything. I mean, yeah, I can assure you, sitting down is definitely the way to go, but we don't need to go any further. I've probably shocked you with that. And especially with a girl with a name like Missy, it just doesn't sound like a Missy either to be doing those type of things, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm rebranding the word Missy. Missy represents tough girl power now.
It certainly does. Look, we're really looking forward to it. Whenever you do make it to the tropical north, and, you know, especially in the circumstances when you can't make it. Missy, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Murray. Have a good one. He left a car to borrow.